Show me how great life can be. GoodNewsBroadcast.com. People say that life can bring you down. They don't know the secret that I found. Oh, when I'm feeling sad and blue, get on mind to hear the news. GoodNewsBroadcast.com.
Okay. GoodNewsBroadcast.com. Hi, everybody. We have a lot of good news today, and we're always honored to get that opportunity to share it with you, including my new haircut. My grandson gave me. I finally got to see him. So the good news is going to be the following. All right. First, we're going to start. I took a little walk in Central Park and went over to the band shell around 72nd Street Traverse, where we've been doing Peace Day concerts for the last 20 so years, thanks to Reverend Susanna Basterica and James Cannings. And I've been there since day one as well. So I'm going to a little bit about the Nuremberg band show. Then we're going to go uptown a little bit to a mosque on 96th Street, where they do some beautiful things for the Muslim community. And then I go over to 125th Street and take a Metro North up to Westchester to go see my family. And it's all good, and that's a great thing. And then in addition to that, we have the World Environment Day, which occurred a couple of days ago on the 5th. And, you know, we're so involved with the water and the environment. This is a Seas of Wonder tie for Save the Children. And there are some wonderfully brilliant people from Hawaii and Yugoslavia and other countries there that are going to speak about the environment. And so we know the environment is extremely important. And so we've always been conscious of that, actually, for many, many years, actually, myself personally, since I was a Boy Scout. And I love nature. Nature is a true representation of us, I really feel. And I believe we're part of nature and plants and the animal kingdom. So we're going to a show and some of these wonderful people talking at an event put together by FOPAL, Federation of World Peace and Love. And we were going to do a concert in Times Square on the 5th of April for their International Conscience Day. Conscience is so important, but we postponed it. So that's the good stuff. So we're going to go now to these good shows, and we welcome you to our broadcast. Soraya, hi, how are you? So let's first go to Central Park. And I know this is fenced in. So they're doing some work on the, you'll see what the story is here. Whoa, kaboom, kaboom. Sometimes when this thing waits, it doesn't work. So that's problematic. And with that in mind, I might have to go to here. Let's see if I do any better here. Kaboom. Okay, hi, Paul Sackers, Good News Planet, Peace Day Party, Central Park Conservancy. Congratulations to them. What a great organization. Which I helped many, many years ago with them. It'd be good to do more, but I love to keep promoting the park. I love the park. It's a gorgeous place. Built in 1923 to accommodate the growing popularity of free orchestral concerts provided by philanthropist and classical music enthusiast Elkin Nuremberg. The Nuremberg Band Shell today is home of a variety of concerts and popular events. The restoration will address deterioration in historic limestone precast concrete structure, as well as moisture infiltration that has contributed to the current condition.
Hey, Lauren.
Through comprehensive restoration and masonry and installation of waterproofing, and will support the preservation and use for future generations. Thank you, the Paulson family. John Paulson is on Good News. We've interviewed him at an event. Judith E. Nuremberg. So this is really good stuff. I hope this is recording. So the reason why it's also good stuff is that they were going to, like, get rid of this band shell, but they decided to keep the band shell. It was going up to Peekskill, I think. And they fixed it, and we've been doing concerts here since 2002, okay? Thank you, Reverend Susanna Basterica, James Canning. And we've been doing Peace Day, International, September 21st or thereabouts, Peace Day concerts, which are extremely meaningful and have promoted world peace, along with the May the Peace Prevail on Earth, the Hug a Planet, and everybody else, a great community, has stuck together. Susanna did a great thing by doing that. And I'll keep walking back because look at the size of this place. Actually, my buddy Bill McCarthy, with his initiatives and does a big Peace Day concert, said to me at one time he did 10,000 people here for a concert. There's the band shell, and there's the walk of statues over there. It's all good. Fishing rods. Oh my God. Well, this is pretty cool stuff. Fishing rods. They took 600 pounds of carp out of the where the Hertford's Rock is over there.
Yeah.
When they dredged it.
Wow.
You should have been there that day. That was easy picking.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a lot of carp. Carp's an expensive fish. Well, they sold it to Zabar's. They got a good deal.
New York talk.
All right, now we're here at the American flag. We played America many a time, and the POW flag. A lot of volleyballists and bicyclists and rollerbladists all come over there. And so, that's a beautiful thing. Have a happy
Guillermo, and Guillermo's played there a bunch of times. All righty, so that was the Peace Day event, the International Day of Peace, the Peace Vigil, at the Nuremberg facility, the Bandshell, and we just wanted to honor that. All right, let's go to this one. So now I'm walking up the street because I'm actually going to take the train. This was a big deal for me to get out of New York. After, 4 months, 3 months, 100 days, whatever, and go see my grandkids. And so, this is a mosque. This is an important mosque.
Hi, it's Mosaicus 96 and 3rd Avenue. And I'm walking by a mosque, April 20th, let's see, 32 degrees. In any case, there's the mosque. It's a beautiful mosque.
Hi, Randy. Thank you.
Beneficent God are they who walk upon the earth.
Sorry, I don't know why it's flickering. Didn't flicker when I taped this.
And when the foolish ones address them, they reply, peace, channel 2763, CH.
Probably from the Quran.
Had you been cruel and hard and healthy, there would have been surely disasters. You too. Wow, there's some things here, good and evil. All right, that's what life's about, unfortunately. But there's more good.
Good news.
And, we're sticking with that thought. This is a beautiful mosque. Oh, look at that. It's the Islamic Cultural Center. Actually, our friend Daisy Khan and her husband, Iman Faisal, they here, and I think Iman Faisal's father was one of the imams. All right, religion is good. Peace on earth on religion. Peace on earth on everything. Peace on earth on the roses, our relatives, the trees. Just peace on earth. That's all it is. And I'm going to see the family, and I couldn't be any happier. So take care. Mount Sinai, I believe. No? Or maybe just a new apartment building. And Mount Sinai's up there. Alright, take care. Bye bye. Be good.
Boom. Okay. Let's go now to 125th Street, the train. So, the train was cool. I thought it would be a good idea to go up to 125th Street as opposed to go to Grand Central, because I thought there'd be less people, here, and there were only a few people, and there was hardly anybody on the train. So it was a good thing. So that's that. Actually, I might go to Montauk on Wednesday or so as well, maybe have to take the bus unless my buddy is driving out there. So, you know, what I'm going through, everybody's going through. What do we do? Unless you have a car and you can just easily get up and take off, that works. But if you don't, then, you know, it's not an easy time as it is. So here we are with the train.
Yeah, hey, this is Paul Slackus. The train's coming in, 125th Street. Pretty cool. Check it out. Took the bus over from 96 and I think that's 3rd by the mosque. We walked over from there, had a nice walk this morning, and some nice American flags. Very uncrowded train, good way to travel. A wonderful conductor. We thank you for working, brother. Appreciate it. All right. Thank you, brother. Thank you. They run this place very well. Unbelievable. Free buses. New York's a hell of a town. Something's up and something's down. But there's always something going on. And let's never underestimate that. Okay? Now watch the gap. It's just good stuff. Joey Reynolds, get back in town here. All right, and when we finish this, we're gonna end up at a sign that says what Harlem is, and there was a Zarro's sign there for Zarro's pastry coming on 125th Street. Patricia Anthology's down there. And look what that says, the National Jazz Museum in Harlem. All right, and I put a picture, contact us. I think that, I don't know about the museum, I know the other organization we've done a lot of shows with, Wendy. And this used to be a TV studio. Joey, wasn't this a TV studio?
MTI.
What's the name of this place over here? Hi, Nancy.
So we have a good friend, Joey Reynolds, is on the line.
But, you know, I'm going up to see my grandkids, and I don't watch the Gap. I got to get in the attitude.
James, thank you.
I like Banana Republic. You know, there's a man with brilliance. Even in a post, even in a comment. How did you get to be so smart?
I don't know.
I forgot also. What did you forget? Please share.
Does anybody have something they want to ask me right now or share?
Please share. Please do it. It's an honor to get to speak to Joey Reynolds. Are you freaking kidding me? What did you forget also? You got something going there. I saw you with a picture of my girlfriend. Man, don't think I didn't notice. I saw it.
Rita Cosby, my good friend.
What is Tomachek going to say? Huh? I saw it. It's caught on video. And you know video is accurate. And photography. Okay. Rubbing up against you. What? Banana is owned by the Gap. Yes, that is true. That is very true. At one time, you know, my TV studio is down 18th and 5th? And it was a Gap over there. And then there became a Gap at in the corner across from the Bed Bath & Beyond. I thought there was going to be a Gap from 5th Avenue all the way to San Francisco, their headquarters. Everywhere in the world, right? The Gap world. 16 stores. I have my sunglasses on. I might need to use my regular glasses. So, Joey, you're doing a show. Tell us about the show. Your show is my show. You've been kind enough to let me be on it. What's your show? Can you put it in here so people can know? My friend Nancy, she's a wonderful person. Uh-oh. I'll make sure I don't miss the train. Stanford, yes, the next train. Go see my grandkids.
And go look up Joey Reynolds. Express train. All right, let's go to some of the people for the environmental, if we're able to stop this thing. I don't know is a place to stop it. I think this is the only place to stop it. And I'll stop it there. And we'll go to here's a Princess of Honolulu next for the World Environment Day. It was put together by the FOPAL organization, the Federation of World Peace and Love, who we've been involved with for many years.
Ano'ai ya'oko. I'd like to acknowledge my friend, Mr. Bond, for again inviting me to be with you this day. On a day like today, in the world that we find ourselves navigating, what matters? What matters? Who are we to one another? And what are we feeling in this moment? When does humanity arrive? Where do we begin? How do we live on this earth together? I've heard the concern for our Mother Earth, for the water, the environment, cries from millions. Save the whales, save the seals, save the turtles, save the ocean, save the planet. Who saves us? Leadership, policy, and governance appear painfully focused on the economy. Rebooting global corporate extractive economies, oblivious of the unprecedented environmental recovery occurring along our shores, our rivers, our valleys, and the very air that we breathe. Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, laws enacted, laws retracted, truth redacted. Why on earth must we create laws to act with compassion and empathy and above all with respect? Respect, not just for each other and for our planet Earth, but also for ourselves. Respect decency. And honestly, is our planet Earth truly ours? Since its inception, the World Environment Day in 1974, many countries have come forward to host annual events aimed at heightened awareness for the good of the Earth. However, since its inception 46 years ago, the U.S. has only once hosted the World Environment Day in 1974. Why? Why is that? As a leader and as a leading first global world beneficiary of corporate opportunism, shouldn't there be a better performance and demonstration of care? Has the U.S. become too wealth-driven, too corporate-led, and too governmentally blind? We view the world through our own doorways of perception. What we see in our backyard tells the story. Our Earth Mother, Papahānaumoku, is alive. She responds, sending in the tiniest virus, like an antibody, designed to call the herd, to stop the global machinery, to slow us down, to quiet the noise. To let us hear our Mother Earth breathing, to see her wipe clear the tears staining our shores, in our resting places with our families, in relationship, recovering, we still survive. Now more than ever, we lift our voices quietly in prayer with you on a day like today, June 5th, 2020, World Environment Day. We lift it together in song, in praise with all of you, the Grandfather Sun and Grandmother Moon, Sky Father, Earth Mother, and the oceans and rivers. Water is life, and life and love truly matter to us all.
We are pleased to welcome remarks from the visionary His Excellency Tebororo Sito, Ambassador of Kiribati and former president.
this World Environment Day, I greet you all, my beloved brothers and sisters, and wish you a happy World Environment Day. And I do so in the name of our most loving and most caring Mother Nature, who has nourished and sustained each of us and our loved ones and the entire human family and all other forms of life since the dawn of creation. On this occasion, we are reminded of the indispensable role that the environment and Mother Nature play in our survival, sustenance, and development. We now know from the study of natural sciences that we owe our origin and continuity to Mother Nature and the environment she embraces, from which we obtain the food we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe, and the many good things that we enjoy in life. We also know from the study of the social sciences that as social beings, our happiness and well-being depends on the quality of the social and cultural environments in which we are born and bred, in the homes and families and the neighborhood in which we were raised, the schools we attended, the faiths we belong to, the clubs we join, and the society we live in. We have also learned that the greater and the richer the quality of the environment, physical and social, the greater and the richer is the quality of our lives. And the more contented we are with life, and the more positive we become towards other humans and other forms of life, and the closer we are to Mother Nature. It is time we rise with renewed power and commitment to fight and overcome the forces that have destroyed the richness, beauty, and splendor of our environment, and which have led to the current heartbreaking state of the world we see today. In the growing pockets of poverty, hunger, illiteracy, ill health, refugee crisis, human trafficking, terrorism, civil unrest, conflicts and wars, and the related humanitarian crisis. We see it also in the ever-widening economic and social gaps, and in the increasing threats of climate change and climate-related disasters. We also see it in the breakdown of rich cultures and traditions that hold people together happily and peacefully, and place human respect, dignity, and rights at their hearts. We also see it in the proliferation of broken families and homes and the rise of orphanages. We also see it in the current COVID-19 pandemic, taking over the whole world with a formidable army of invisibly small killers, defying the most technologically advanced defense and health systems in the world. All of these are glaring evidence of the sad failure of the Industrial Revolution and the models attached to it to maintain respect for the environment and to follow the guidance of the human conscience, the everlasting code of harmony between creatures and Mother Nature, as invisibly ingrained in the minds, hearts, and in the DNA of all human beings from the very beginning of human existence. Let us now bravely march forward with this mission, hand in hand, heart to heart, and soul to soul, and join voices and forces with the entire human family, and do whatever it takes to save, protect, and defend the health and wealth of the global environment and of Mother Nature. We must begin the fight from within ourselves by doing away with attitudes, mindsets, perspectives, and practices that harm the environment, and by adopting a way of life that is more caring for and respectful of Mother Nature, and by following the dictates of conscience supported by empirical evidence provided by the natural and social sciences. We must also learn from the great wisdom of the past and from the ways of our forefathers who lived in perfect harmony with their surroundings. Let us do away with our harmful and self-seeking ways, driven by the greed for unlimited wealth, power, and status, often to the detriment of the long-term health and wealth of the environment and Mother Nature, and the general well-being of the entire humanity. We as leaders must take the lead in fighting and defeating the enemies of the environment and Mother Nature, beginning with adverse elements dwelling within our own selves before enlisting others to join the fight. Let us take our cue not only from the visible and tangible empirical facts of science and history, but also from the invisible yet most powerful source of true wisdom, namely conscience, that has control over living and non-living matter in our planet Earth and the entire universe, so that we may restore order and harmony with our environment and Mother Nature, and make the world a loving, caring, and secure and peaceful home for all, now and in the future. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So let's go to Claire Diab and a little yoga to calm ourselves down.
Then, and finally, we have alternate nostril breathing. Just close your eyes for a moment and bring your attention to the area around your brain. Alternate nostril breathing nourishes and strengthens the right and left hemispheres of your brain. Just notice how you feel. This helps in decision making. The right side of the brain is the creative side. The left side is the logical side. And I know in your work, it is so important to be creative and logical at the same time. This breath will help with that and can be done anytime, morning, noon, or night. And actually, this breath is just as important as rhythmic breathing and sounding breath. They're all important. Okay, so with alternate nostril breathing, you want to bring your right hand up and bring your ring and small finger in toward the palm, middle and index finger together. Okay, so what we want to do now is with the right hand up, I'll just turn to the side here. You cover the right nostril like this, and you inhale left nostril. Now cover the left nostril. Both nostrils are shut. And you want to raise your thumb, exhale right nostril, inhale right nostril, cover and hold. Both nostrils are shut. Then bring the ring and small finger and exhale left nostril. That completes the round. Inhale left nostril, cover and hold. Both nostrils are shut. Raise your thumb, exhale right nostril, inhale right nostril. Cover and hold. Exhale, left nostril. And let's start another round. Inhale, left nostril. Close your eyes. Awareness at your brain. Exhale, right nostril. Inhale, right nostril. Cover and hold. Exhale, left nostril. Inhaling, left nostril. Cover and hold. Exhale, right nostril. Inhale, right nostril. Cover and hold. Exhale, left nostril. Bring your hands down. Keep your eyes closed. And notice how you feel. Notice how your brain feels. This is a very powerful technique, and actually will make your eyes sparkle and shine.
Thank you, Claire. It's good to sparkle and shine like your eyes. All right, beautiful. Okay, so thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. 7 o'clock, we'll be out in the backyard. I'm going to take a second out there to take a moment of healing. 7 o'clock, we have a bunch of wonderful people still believers in supporting the heroes here in the city, so it's a great thing. So I thank you for your continued support and what we're doing. Okay, turn around. Okay, so the phone has a mind of its own. All I know is that we're all together, and that's a good thing. Hey, Katya. And that you are loved. And Kathy is a great pianist by far. She's been involved with our Peace Day events. And that's magnificent. She's got a big heart. And so does everybody on here. I know everyone. So it's a good thing. So 7 o'clock tonight, we keep doing our show and continue being kind and loving and caring for nature. Today was a nature show along with the World Environment Day and a lot of good people doing good things. So let's stay positive, get through the pandemic way of living, and just start to enjoy and get back to our normal way. But maybe our normal way ought to change a little bit. Maybe we need to be a little less using of natural resources. Maybe we just need to be contacting the families who we weren't able to see a lot more. So it's a good news opportunity to change some of our ways. The air has never been as clean as it is now since the Industrial Revolution has taken a halt. Is that worth consideration? There's a lot of things. You hear more birds than you ever heard. A lot of things out there that are worthy of consideration. So let's be smart. Let's just not go back and change without some changes. All right. Thank you very much. Take care. Peace and love.